The Warrior kickoff game is not strong. They are not going to kick the ball very deep. The Tigers are starting to creep up as we get ready for the kickoff of week number four. As a matter of fact, that's a different guy that's going to kick the ball for them than what we've seen kick the ball at any point. That is Mark Haynes. He's going to kick off the ball. He's got the ball right in the X at the 40-yard line to our left. The whistle sounds, and we are underway into high, very short kick. This will be taken by Vilma at the 19-yard line. 25, 30, and he gets out to the 35 and then the 40 before he's grabbed around the ankles and brought down. And the Warsaw offense will start from the 40-yard line on the opening drive of the game. Again, Drew Sullivan last week ran the two-minute offense beautifully, almost perfectly. Ended up 5 of 8 passing for the contest. That's his best day passing the football so far. The Tiger offense goes to work. Sullivan with Brody Duncan behind him. He's got wings on either side and two wideouts to the right. There goes Barack in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. He's got a hole. 45, 50, up the middle of the field. 45 up the hash marks. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. 60 yards for Quentin Brock. Last week, Wallace gave up a 55-yard long run on the opening play, and tonight they give up a 60, and it ends up in the end zone.
So that was just a simple, they call it, rocket toss, a sweep to the right, pulling guard and left tackle. Huge hole for Quentin Brock to run through, and there were no Warriors within 5 yards of him.
He had one guy that reached out.
Yep.
And once that guy didn't get him, there was no stopping him. Smythe now for the point after. So far, 10 out of 10 on extra points this season. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and it's right through. Warsaw, 14 seconds into the game, has a 7-0 lead over Wawasee. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. My Smart Out broadcast partner, I'll tell you what he did in a minute. Smythe's going to kick off into the wind. This is going to be returnable. This is Reidenbach. Oh, he fumbled it at the 3. He's going to pick it up at the 5. He's going to get hit at the 7, and he's going to go down in a swarm of white-shirted Warsaw Tiger return coverage people. So Andy looks at Austin, who's doing the stats over here, and he says, how many plays was that scoring drive? You can't start. It's just a little after 7.
Know,
we got like 2.5 hours or more.
I know.
It's like, not already.
Well, in my defense, I typically ask Austin if he has an idea how many scoring or how many plays were in the scoring drive.
It's true.
Just a fantastic way to start this game for Warsaw. Obviously completely different than last week.
Completely. Beautifully blocked.
Yep.
Quentin picked the right hole. Ran all the way to pay dirt. And now Wallace finds themselves in a familiar spot. Backed up at the 5-yard line. Option play right. And the quarterback's going to keep it. And this will be Caden Andrew. And he's going to be stopped for a loss of a yard.
Boy, with that defensive line penetrating, Wallace better be careful here of 2 points.
Grady Nelson on the stop for the Tigers. Second down and 11. They don't have a lot of big guys. Again, 213 per man this offensive line. The Warsaw defensive line goes 240 per man. And look at Matthew Flores-Ortega. He is leaning over that line of scrimmage. And it's going to be Hayden Andrew again. This time he's going to keep it and get across the 5 out to the 7-yard line. That's a gain of 3, and it sets up 3rd down and 8. Again, offensively, Wallasee 7 points a game, 137 yards on the ground, 185 of total offense per game through 3 games. And now one more opportunity here on 3rd down and 8 for the Warriors. Andrew, the sophomore, takes the snap, option play left, going to pitch it back, got a man, and he's got some room. Now to the 10, he's going to be stopped just short, I think, of the first down at the 14-yard line. On the carry, that was Braden Pike. And it's going to be 4th down and about a foot. They have to get the ball right to the 15-yard line. They did not. And the offense is going to stay out there, and it probably should.
Big test for Warsaw's front three right here.
That's a good option pitch.
Yep, that sure was.
That's the best they've run that play for a couple of weeks. We'll always see fans trying to encourage their kids to get a first down. Andrew needs a foot, takes a snap, quarterback sneak. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, second effort got it for him, I think.
I don't know. That's going to be close.
Well, where they're marking the ball is right at the 15-yard line. I thought he got a little farther than that.
So did I.
Yep. Andrew, the ball carrier.
Nope, they're going to give it to him. I don't think he moved. I don't think he moved. Where they put the ball down is about the exact same spot as where they snapped it from. It is. I don't know. I don't know. So that's the first down of the game for Wauwatosa. First down Warriors. 9:41 left to go, opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Andrew from the far hash mark. Option play. Oh, there's nobody to hand it to. He's going to pitch it back, and this will be Reidenbach, and Reidenbach will dive forward and get out past the 15 to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards and a first down carry for Reed. That's his 10th carry of the season, and it puts him now at 18 yards total on the campaign. Last week, I don't know that they pitched it till the second half. That's a big part of this offense. You know, it's the same offense Warsaw's running. Andrew. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout, Wauwatosa with 8:59 left to go in the first quarter. Warsaw leads Wauwatosa 7-0. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Option play. Andrew will keep it and run right. And run right into 1, 2, 3 Tigers, including Hunter Dippin and Mason Gabrich, among others. Third down and 6 coming up for Wauwatosa. Opening drive for the Warriors in the football game. 8:40 clock running. First quarter, Warsaw scored on their very first play from scrimmage, a 60-yard run by Quentin Brock. And now third and long coming up for the Warriors. Ball in the near hash mark at the 19-yard line. They need to get the ball to the 25 to get a first down. Andrew under center. Takes the snap. Goes left. Pitches back. This is Pike. Turns the corner. He's got a block. He's got a first down. 40. All the way out. Or almost to the 40. Past the 35-yard line. I believe they're going to mark him at the 35-yard line. And there is a flag down, however, back upstream. And I think this is going to go... Oh, I thought I knew who this was going to go in. Now I'm not so sure. It's Elio Block against Wauwatosa. It's going to cost him the first down. The flag is at the 27. So they're going to back this up. My guess is it's going to go back to about the 17-yard line, and that would make it third down and 8. So not only did they not get the first down, but they've got even farther now to get a first down. Well, we were concerned at the beginning of the season, Andy, about the edges of this defense,
yep.
And Wauwatosa has done a decent job of making that happen. It was an illegal block, so it's only a 5-yard penalty. Quick throw far side, and a hard hit right at the first down marker, and it will be short of the first down. Making that catch for Wauwatosa is Cam Collins. And it will be fourth down and a yard, although it's more like 2 feet.
Right. And that previous play with that penalty, they're going to watch film. Mason Gabrich, the pitch was right in front of him.
We're going to have another timeout called by Matt Thacker. Timeout, Wauwatosa, 7:32 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw leads 7-0, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness with you on a Friday night here in early September. I guess technically now it's mid-September. Fourth down and 1. Wauwatosa's already converted 1 fourth down. It was about a foot farther away than this one. Caden Andrew, the quarterback, under center. Takes the snap. Hands off. And I don't know. Second effort may have gotten it for him. It did. It got him across the 25-yard line. We'll see who's down at the bottom of that pile. The run is Barrett Kelly's run, and it's another Wauwatosa first down.
Gain of 1 on the play.
Well, they're certainly running clock and running. It's their second fourth down conversion.
And still only at the 26-yard line. The Enzo must feel like forever away from the 26. Orsa may have jumped off sides. Hand off up the middle. The ball came out. Wallace fumbled the football. The Tigers came out of there with it. And we have no signal. Now we do. Hombegger has the recovery for the Tigers. And Warsaw's got the ball at the Warrior 21-yard line.
On the exchange there, that's where it happened. The ball just came out, and Coach Thacker was upset about something down there. I couldn't quite understand or get what he was concerned about with one of the referees, but it was just a bad exchange, and the ball came out. Warsaw will have the ball, 21-yard line.
Looking to increase what already is a 7-0 lead. Sullivan. And a handoff to Hoffert, and Hoffert will be hit and then struggle forward and get to the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 4 for the senior who we had on Tiger Talk last week. They have 3 fullbacks. Schenck is available this week, although he's not 100%. So I don't know how much or if at all we will see him play. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers from the Warrior 17. Sullivan from the middle of the field sends Brock in motion. Again, it's Hoffert up the middle, and he'll get to the 15-yard line. It's a gain of 2 more, and it sets up 3rd down and about 3.
I know it's only the second play of the drive, but still up the middle here. It's Wawasee, give them credit. They've been playing that front 3-4, that front 4 have been playing really well.
Egoff by himself with single coverage out to the left, and Wawasee jumps off sides. And when I say jumps offside, I mean way off sides. The defensive lineman who was flagged for the penalty jumped over one of our offensive linemen, I believe it was Javion Lawson, and landed next to Sullivan, and Drew kind of looked down at him like, what are you doing back here? So that's a first down by penalty for the Tigers. First and goal for Warsaw from the 10-yard line. Sullivan takes a good long look. Now ducks under center. Takes a snap, hands off Hoffert up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards to the or get a yard to the 9. Stopped on the play by a couple of Warriors, led by Benjamin Brace, among others. Cassidy Carter was also in there, too. Second down and goal from the 9. Ball on the far hash mark. That's the right side of the formation. The wide side is the near side. Warsaw's got Logan Carl and Egoff out here in a wide position. Wings on either side. Sullivan sends Reed in motion. Going to pitch it to him coming left. He's going to get hit behind the line. Screwed out away. He scores. What a move. Reed with a jump cut to get around the defender. He scores his 3rd touchdown in 2 weeks. And Warsaw's on the board again. It's 13-0.
And that's the same play that they ran that first opening play of the game, except that was just a rocket toss to the left. Again, beautifully blocked. The right guard and right tackle come through, kick out those defenders, and that was just great running. And you're right, that jump cut there by Tucker was fantastic.
I didn't think he was going to be able to get there.
I didn't either.
There were too many Warriors in the neighborhood. He made one miss, and that opened up the hole he needed to win the race to the left corner of the end zone. Smite for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and you can book it. Warsaw leads 14-0 with 5:16 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Kickoff will come down at the 3-yard line. 5, 10 near side, 50, look out. They throw him backwards at the 13, and that's where they'll put it down. Good. Special teams tackling by the Tigers. Actually, where they're going to put the ball down, they're going backwards. It's all the way back to the 12-yard line, and that's where Wawasee takes over. First down and 10 with the Tigers up 14-0 and 5:12 left to play here in the opening quarter.
And that was just good downfield tackling there. They eluded their blockers, and both of them just made solid tackle, not allowing the return man for Wawasee to make any progress.
Warrior offense on the field. They got two first downs. They converted two fourth downs to get those. But they were able to use the edges of the Warsaw defense, especially the wide side of the field, to have some positive plays. They will try a handoff up the middle, and there's just not much there. I think Andrew pulled the ball back. Let's see. Nope, actually they gave it off to Barrett Kelly. But Kelly's going to lose a yard back to about the 11. It's second down and 11 coming up for the Warriors.
Great penetration from those front three. We've mentioned them a lot this young season so far, and they're having their way so far with Wawasee.
I talked to two of the three of them today. They were quite excited to go up against this Wawasee front five. Andrew, pitch left, looking for Pike. He's going to be head and thrown for a loss. Back inside the 10-yard line, back to the 5-yard line. That's a loss of six more, and Mason Gabrich was in there on the play for the Tigers. It's third down and very long for Wawasee.
Great pursuit by Haubagger as well. Just blew off that right side.
Third and 17 coming up for Wawasee, backed up to their 5-yard line.
You know, we talked about third and long in the pregame.
Yes.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what you don't want to be in, especially backed up to your own end zone.
You can literally see the foam coming out of the Tiger defensive lineman. Quick throw far side too high for Pike, incomplete. I'm not sure he would have got past the 13 where he caught the ball. It's fourth down for Wawasee, and this time there's no option. They will go for it, or they will punt. Not going to go for it with under 4 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Tristan Wilson, who ran back a kickoff, 97 yards for a score, looking to make it 2 weeks in a row, this time via the punt. Low snap. Kick is away. It's a line drive kick. Wilson could have taken it at the 37-yard line. 30, 25. Oh, and he just got tripped up as he got to the 25-yard line and goes down at the 23. Great field position again for the Tigers. About the same spot they were last time when they punched it in.
Yeah, great open field tackle there by Wawasee's Jaden Stahl. Just great open field. Nobody there. One-on-one, man-on-man, and he made the tackle. Now it'll be really interesting to see if Warsaw could take this 23 yards and score a third touchdown. And we do have a penalty flag on the play there.
Oh, there is.
I don't know if that's a block in the back. I didn't notice that.
Officials on the far side are the ones that threw it. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Warsaw. And you know Bart Curtis wants to know who. Look at him. He's out on the field.
Who?
He is not complaining about the call. He just wants to know a number.
Who and what?
And he is writing that number down.
And I'm sure he'll get the why later.
Oh, he's probably about to get a why. The ball comes back to the 35-yard line of Wawasee. And that's where the Tigers will take over. First down and 10. 3:44 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw already up 14 and looking to tack on.
Need to switch footballs there.
I'm looking at Coach Curtis. I don't know who did it, but I know that everyone around him moved.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone around him moved away. From the 35, ball inside the near hash mark. Sullivan, play action fake, looking, got a man wide open down the middle of the field, and it's Egoff, and he scores. Touchdown, Tigers. Touchdown, Warsaw. Drew Sullivan with a beautiful fake. Egoff, the best receiver on the team, ran right down the hash mark. He was wide open. He's in, and Warsaw scored again at 3:38 of the quarter, leading now 20-0.
And that's what you've alluded to this whole season, especially this pregame. You know, when you lull defenses in, okay, run, it's going to be a run, it's going to be a run, those safeties creep up, and they don't mind the guy running past them. And that time, Drew hit Ethan with a great pass.
Smythe to make it 3 out of 3. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. 3:38 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw already a 21-0 lead over Wawasee. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw's run 6 plays from scrimmage. They have 3 touchdowns. This one from Smythe. well back into the gold-colored end zone here at Wauwatosa. Now the Warriors will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Warsaw a 21-0 lead over Wauwatosa, and still 3.5 minutes left to go here in this quarter.
Very heartening to see that play. I know I've kind of harped on that, you know, even the whole season, but the ability of Warsaw to have at least a threat, yes, of a downfield pass is huge.
Yep, absolutely. First down and 10 Warriors. Ball in the middle of the field at the 20-yard line at the east end of Warrior Field. Andrew bobbles the snap. It's loose, and I think Warsaw's recovered it again. They have. Warsaw's recovered. That's Grady Nelson who's recovered the fumble. And Warsaw's got it back, and again, in the red zone at the 18-yard line.
And that's just tough. You know, it's a bad exchange. And it's right when the snap happens and the ball's not getting from the center to the quarterback efficiently. And that's the second time we've seen the ball on the carpet. And Warsaw's taken advantage both times.
You know, and that the bad part about that is you don't even get to see, right? You can't show people that on film.
Right. Yeah.
So the Tigers right back in the red zone of Wauwatosa, first and 10 from the 19-yard line. Option play. Sullivan's going to keep this one. Makes a man miss. Gets inside the 15 and goes down at the 13-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. Brings up second down and 4.
And that's just a simple fake to the fullback, and quarterback just follow him right through the hole with that fullback blocking for him. It's a good 6-yard gain by Drew.
Warsaw going quickly, not exactly a hurry-up offense, but they are trying to get to the line of scrimmage, get the play, keep the momentum that they have going. Sullivan under center. He'll give it on the counter. This is Reed, breaks a tackle at the 10, spins and gets thrown down at about the 7-yard line. That'll be another Tiger first down. With 2:43 left to go here in the opening quarter. They stop the clock to move the chains. First and goal, Tigers. Tucker Reed, not a big guy, but hard to tackle.
Well, again, when you get those big, old senior offensive linemen, they love to pull that right guard and right tackle, pulled there to the left for making that big hole.
First and goal from the 8 after the 5-yard gain by Reed. Sullivan from inside the right hash mark. The wide side is the near side of the field. Duncan back in at fullback for the Tigers. There goes Brock in motion. They're going to give it to Brody up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards to the 6 as we approach the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. Last week, Wauwatosa was down 35-0 at the quarter. They're down 21-0 with 2 minutes left to go in this first period tonight.
And Warsaw has come out fantastically on both sides of the ball, really, executing their offense, and then obviously their defense standing strong.
That's exactly what you wanted.
Yep.
Drew on second down and goal. Brock on the left, Davis on the right. Brock now moves more in the backfield. Option play, Duncan again off the left side, gets down inside the 3, and they'll mark him down at the 2-yard line. It'll be third down and goal coming up for the Tigers with 1:25 left in a very prosperous first quarter for the visitors.
Well, as you like to say, that's one way to put it.
Yes. Sullivan takes a long look around, walks up to the center, and ducks under center. Now stands up, going to change the play. Play clock at 13. He has plenty of time to do that, and they will hand it off to Duncan, and he'll spin to the end zone for a touchdown. 2-yard touchdown for Brody Duncan. That's his first score of the year. Warsaw leads 27-0 here approaching the end of the first quarter.
So that's the second fumble there by Wauwatosa and the second time we've scored a touchdown off that fumble. Again, just very efficient so far for the Tigers.
Point after coming from Mason Smythe. Go, low snap. Good job by Villema to get it down, and Smythe puts it through. 28-0, Warsaw. 57 seconds left to go in the quarter. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Andy, and Austin here at Warrior Field. Tigers have put 28 on the Warriors here, and we're not even done with the first quarter.
We've run 11 plays, 4 touchdowns, and 135 total yards.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look at where our drives have started.
Right.
The our 40, their 21, their 35, their 20. That's a recipe for success.
Very much so.
Smythe now with one touchback, looking for a second. As the wind begins to die down a little bit, he'll drive this one high and deep, and that one will land about the same spot the other one did. So the Warriors take over from the 20, first down and 10. And they have fumbled and lost twice. And the Tigers scored shortly after both of them.
So you're kind of seeing the same thing that we talked about in the pregame with Wawasee when they played Northwood last week. It's just, boy, you're playing a pretty stout team and you're putting the ball on the carpet. It's just you're just not gonna win many games and not going to be competitive, really.
No, and again, it's not because the Tigers are hitting. It's because the Warriors are having trouble with the snap. And again, it's a new quarterback. It's a sophomore. And the offense looks very, very uncomfortable right now. And that's not anyone in particular's fault. Two wideouts, one on either side. Tight formation here for the Warriors. And we'll have a false start penalty. Quentin Woolline flinched. And that'll back the Warriors up 5 yards. Last week, 8 penalties for 47 yards.
There were a couple of those offensive linemen that flinched. We might have got the false start on everybody but the center call there.
I only saw the guy on this end.
The left tackle definitely went too.
Yes. First and 15. Kelly is in the backfield behind Andrew. Quick throw near side, caught by Pike behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be thrown for another loss. Back to the 13-yard line. The guy who made the play was Tristan Wilson. That's a safety coming from 15 yards off the ball to make that play in the backfield.
And you know what that tells me is that that Tristan's paying attention watching film, recognizes the formation, recognizes that that quarterback's probably going to throw that screen pass, and that's exactly what happened, and he read that perfectly.
30 seconds to go in the quarter. Second down and 17. Ball back at the 8. Option play right, and the ball's loose. It's being picked up by the Tigers again. They pitched the ball. It was knocked free from Jason Evans.
Boy, they're going to say that's a forward pass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how that – well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't either, but it's above my pay grade.
Okay. So if that's true, then the ball's got to be backed up to the 8-yard line. Because that's where that snap, if it's an incomplete pass, then it can't be at the 10. It's got to be at the 8. But, okay. Third down and 20 for Wawasee. Caden Andrew getting the start tonight at quarterback for the Warriors. Option play left. Fullback handoff up the middle. Carry for 5 yards by Barrett Kelly. And it'll be fourth down and 15 for the Warriors. And that'll do it for quarter one. Warsaw 28, Wawasee nothing. We'll start the second in 60 on News Now Warsaw.